This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A pregnant 15-year-old had to be rescued by police from an abortion business. The girl kept from pregnancy support centers by her boyfriend went for an ultrasound at an abortion business. She asked to see the image. When they steadfastly refused, she decided they were not interested in helping her, and she decided to leave. That's when she was detained in a locked room, and her distraught mother was escorted from the premises. Police had to respond to release her from detention. Linda Williams is the West Philadelphia Gosnell abortion clinic worker who testified against Gosnell to the gruesome events during typical procedures there. She was sentenced Saturday in Kermit Gosnell's drug-pushing scheme that first brought investigators into his gruesome abortion business. This is Life News Radio. The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you will carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. This is Life News Radio. A mom named Ashley is glad she changed her mind. Ashley is one of a growing number of moms who have changed their minds about having an abortion and found that for over 7 years, real doctors have been reversing the work of abortionists. Ashley had taken RU486, but progesterone therapy helped her save her daughter Kaylee. And other abortion methods can be reversed. Pregnancy support centers can make referrals. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.